I have to take a second and thank the sponsor of today's podcast, LinkedIn. Now, when you're hiring for your small business, you want to find quality professionals that are right for the role. And that's why you have to check out LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn Jobs isn't just a job board. It helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role. And did you know that in a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites? So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. What really amazed me was how quickly I found qualified candidates on LinkedIn. 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. It's like hiring professionals like a professional on LinkedIn. As small business owners, we're always juggling multiple responsibilities. LinkedIn understands this and constantly finds ways to make the hiring process easier. They've even launched a feature that helps you write job descriptions, making the process even quicker. And it's really no wonder why 2.5 million small businesses use LinkedIn for hiring. I can't recommend it enough for finding top-notch professionals who could take your business to the next level. Post your job for free at linkedin.com/excellence. That's linkedin.com/excellence to post your job for free. Terms and conditions apply.
Nerds. All right, listeners, please welcome our real life finance nerd from NerdWallet, Sean.
Hey, Scott, thanks for having me.
Now, we all know NerdWallet for their credit card comparisons, but it's much more than that, right?
Yeah, so much more. I mean, even for credit cards, it's not the basic this card versus that card. With us, you can filter for features you want, you can add your top cards to a comparison table, and get access to exclusive offers.
So smarter tools, smarter financial decisions.
Exactly. Beyond credit cards, we research and review thousands of other financial products, from high-yield savings accounts to mortgage lenders, so that you can find the smartest financial products.
All right, you hear that, world. NerdWallet is not just credit cards.
Thank you for that important PSA, Scott.
And where exactly should people go to compare and find these credit cards and savings accounts and mortgage rates and more?
NerdWallet.com/learn more.
Thanks so much, Sean. NerdWallet, finance smarter.
Scott, I think that's my line. Finance smarter, y'all. NerdWallet Compare Inc., NMLS 1617539.
Nerds! I just need to take a second to thank Keeper Tax for supporting Success Story. I am genuinely excited to tell you about Keeper Tax. Why? Because I hate doing taxes. I hate the stress. I hate the spreadsheets. I hate the deadlines. I hate the tracking of the expenses. I hate the maximizing deductions. I hate the learning all the laws and the rules. And honestly, Keeper, it's just, they've been a game changer. Here's why I love it. Keeper automatically scans my expenses for tax deductions. I just link my cards and boom, it categorizes everything. No more messy spreadsheets, no more lost receipts, and the best part, I can see my tax savings in real time. It's incredibly satisfying watching that number go up with every purchase. On average, Keeper users get an extra $1,200 back, and that's a lot of latte. So if you want to try what's working for me, for a limited time, get a free trial and 10% off your subscription at keepertax.com/Scott. That's keepertax.com/Scott for a free trial and 10% off. Trust me, your future self and your wallet will thank you. Welcome to the 10-Minute MBA. I'm your host, Scott D. Clary. On the 10-Minute MBA, I give you tools, tactics, strategies, and insights that you can use to start, scale, grow, and 10x your business. Let's get into it. What's going on, guys? Today, we're going to talk about business partnerships, the good, the bad, the ugly. I want to give you a 360 view on all the different things you should be thinking about when you enter into a business partnership with someone. So we're going to talk about the bad. We're going to talk about the good. We're going to talk about the different kinds of partnerships. I'm going to discuss some frameworks that you should consider when entering into a partnership, some questions that you should be asking yourself, as well as a blueprint for how to structure an actual business partnership. So let's jump right into it. I think that business partnerships are definitely a double-edged sword. I think they're exhilarating and terrifying all at the same time. Because if we look at some of the startup legends that we love, dynamic duos that built empires from garages and dorm rooms, there's going to be Jobs and Wozniak. Great startup story. And you're going to think, well, if they leveraged partnerships, why shouldn't I? Okay, so for every Jobs and Wozniak, Maniac, there are tons, hundreds and thousands of stories of partnerships that have gone wrong, relationships that implode like dying stars. See, business partnerships are a paradox. They're a high-risk, high-reward game that can catapult your business to greatness or honestly leave it in ruin. So it's really not for the faint of heart. They demand a level of self-awareness, emotional maturity, and ruthless honesty that a lot of us really rather avoid. So let's start with the bad first. This is going to be fun. Let's start with the bad, the dark side of partnerships, because I think that all of us will say there is an allure to a business partnership because it's the promise of a shared burden, complementary skills, a built-in support system. But there really is a dark side to this moon. So first thought, I call it the toxic twin. Partnerships are intense. They're like pressure cookers for personalities, amplifying strengths and flaws. That dream team can quickly turn into a nightmare if egos start to clash or values misalign or one partner simply isn't pulling their weight. Think about all those class projects you had to do when you were in high school or even before high school, and think about it when there's money involved and real risk involved, right? That's a high stakes game. There's an illusion of shared risk. So in theory, the risk is halved when it's shared. Say you go like 50-50 or even 51-49. But in reality, risk can't be doubled. So disagreements over strategy, execution, or even basic values can lead to paralysis, bad decisions, and ultimately a higher chance of failure. And lastly, golden handcuffs apply to partnerships as well, because a poorly structured partnership agreement can be a death sentence. It can be harder to escape a bad partnership than a bad marriage, leaving you trapped in a business relationship that's sucking the life out of you. And the point of these thoughts are not to scare you away from partnership altogether. It's to make you aware of the risks so you can make informed decisions. So if you're considering a partnership, do your due diligence. Get to know your potential partner on a deep level. Talk about values, goals, conflict resolution, even exit strategies. And for God's sakes, please get a good lawyer to draft up a bulletproof agreement. Now, if the traditional partnership model seems a little bit too risky, before I go into the benefits of partnership, I want to talk about some alternatives that might be a better fit for your entrepreneurial journey. So think about this. Think about the anti-founder. So instead of seeking a clone of yourself, consider partnering with somebody who challenges your assumptions, pushes you outside your comfort zone, brings a different perspective to the table. See, the friction can be a little bit uncomfortable, but it can really lead to a more innovative and balanced outcome of the partnership. You can consider temporary partnerships because not all partnerships need to be lifelong commitments. So a time-bound partnership focused on a specific goal with upside for both parties can be a powerful way to leverage each other's strengths without the long-term risk. And then you can think about the option of being a solopreneur with a board. So you can build a personal board of directors comprised of mentors, advisors, experts. This gives you access to diverse perspectives and support without the complexities of a formal partnership. Now, if you want to actually enter into a partnership, these are some ideas that we will definitely want to consider. First, let's talk about choosing a business partner, because it's like choosing a spouse. You're entering a relationship that will profoundly impact your life for better or worse. So how do you find the one? Here's a framework to find the business partner, aka spouse, that you're going to go into business with. First, you have to consider values alignment. This is non-negotiable. If your core values don't align, it doesn't matter how skilled or charismatic your potential partner is, the relationship is doomed. So discuss your values about work ethic, integrity, risk tolerance, and the role of business in society. Next, complementary skills and shared vision. So while complementary skills are important, they're not enough. You also need a shared vision for the future of the business. Where do you want to take this company? What impact do you want to make? If your vision doesn't align, you're going to end up pulling in different directions. Next, emotional maturity. Partnerships are emotional roller coasters. There will be highs and lows. There's going to be some triumphs. There's going to be some setbacks. You need a partner who can handle the pressure, resolve conflicts constructively, and maintain a positive attitude even when things get tough. Next, trust and transparency. Can you be completely honest with this person? Do you trust their judgment? Are you willing to share financial information, vulnerabilities, even failures? Without trust and transparency, the partnership will crumble. And lastly, exit strategy. It might seem morbid to discuss the end of a relationship before it even begins, but it's crucial. What happens if one partner wants to leave? What happens if the partnership simply isn't working out? Having a clear exit strategy in place can save you from a world of pain down the road. Remember, choosing a business partner is not a decision to be taken lightly. It's a commitment that requires requires careful consideration, honest conversations, and a willingness to walk away if it's not the right fit.
I have to take a second and thank the sponsor of today's podcast, LinkedIn. Now, when you're hiring for your small business, you want to find quality professionals that are right for the role. And that's why you have to check out LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn Jobs isn't just a job board. It helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role. And did you know that in a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites? So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. What really amazed me was how quickly I found qualified candidates on LinkedIn. 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. It's like hiring professionals like a professional on LinkedIn. As small business owners, we're always juggling multiple responsibilities. LinkedIn understands this and constantly finds ways to make the hiring process easier. They've even launched a feature that helps you write job descriptions, making the process even quicker. And it's really no wonder why 2.5 million small businesses use LinkedIn for hiring. I can't recommend it enough for finding top-notch professionals who could take your business to the next level. Post your job for free at linkedin.com/excellence. That's linkedin.com/excellence to post your job for free. Terms and conditions apply.
Nerds. All right, listeners, please welcome our real-life finance nerd from NerdWallet, Sean.
Hey, Scott. Thanks for having me.
Now, we all know NerdWallet for their credit card comparisons, but it's much more than that, right?
Yeah, so much more. I mean, even for credit cards, it's not the basic this card versus that card. With us, you can filter for features you want, you can add your top cards to a comparison table, and get access to exclusive offers.
So smarter tools, smarter financial decisions.
Exactly. Beyond credit cards, we research and review thousands of other financial products, from high-yield savings accounts to mortgage lenders, so that you can find the smartest financial products.
All right, you hear that, world? NerdWallet is not just credit cards.
Thank you for that important PSA, Scott.
And where exactly should people go to compare and find these credit cards and savings accounts and mortgage rates and more?
NerdWallet.com/learn more.
Thanks so much, Sean. NerdWallet, finance smarter.
Scott, I think that's my line. Finance smarter, y'all. NerdWallet Compare Inc., NMLS 1617539.
Nerds! I just need to take a second to thank Keeper Tax for supporting Success Story. I am genuinely excited to tell you about Keeper Tax. Why? Because I hate doing taxes. I hate the stress. I hate the spreadsheets. I hate the deadlines. I hate the tracking of the expenses. I hate the maximizing deductions. I hate the learning all the laws and the rules. And honestly, Keeper, it's just, they've been a game changer. Here's why I love it. Keeper automatically scans my expenses for tax deductions. I just link my cards and boom, it categorizes everything. No more messy spreadsheets, no more lost receipts, and the best part, I can see my tax savings in real time. It's incredibly satisfying watching that number go up with every purchase. On average, Keeper users get an extra $1,200 back, and that's a lot of latte. So if you want to try what's working for me, for a limited time, get a free trial and 10% off your subscription at keepertax.com/Scott. That's keepertax.com/Scott for a free trial and 10% off. Trust me, your future self and your wallet will thank you. Some questions that you should start to ask yourself before you jump into this would be, one, do you truly need a partner? So you want to be brutally honest with yourself. What specific problems are you trying to solve by bringing on a partner? Are there alternative solutions that don't involve sharing ownership and control? Two, what is your risk tolerance? Partnerships are inherently risky endeavors. Are you comfortable with the potential for conflict, disagreements, even financial loss? Can you stomach the idea of being legally bound to a person, even if the relationship sours? Three, what is your vision for the future? How might a partnership affect your long-term business goals? Will it accelerate your growth, open new doors, or potentially hinder your ability to pivot and adapt? Four, are you willing to give up control? Partnership requires compromise. It requires shared decision-making. Are you prepared to relinquish some autonomy and collaborate with somebody who may have a different vision or a different approach? Five, have you thoroughly vetted potential partners? Due diligence is paramount when choosing a partner. Have you conducted background checks, assessed their financial history, spoken to their references? Have you discussed your values, your goals, your expectations in depth? Six, do you have a clear partnership agreement? A well-crafted partnership agreement is like a prenup for your business. It should outline each partner's roles and responsibilities, how profits and losses will be shared, how disputes will be resolved, and what happens if one partner wants to exit. And seven, are you prepared for the emotional toll? Partnerships can be intense and emotionally draining. Are you ready to navigate the ups and downs, the disagreements, the disappointments, the potential for heartbreak if things don't work out. When you carefully consider these questions and engage in an open and honest discussion and communication with potential partners, you can increase your chances of forging a successful and fulfilling partnership. Now, if after all the consideration, you've thought about all the different things we've just spoken about today, you are deciding to embark on the partnership path, you decided you want a partner, you have to create a comprehensive and meticulously crafted partnership agreement. This document serves as the bedrock for your collaboration. It outlines all the rules of engagement, delineating roles and responsibilities, and provides a roadmap for navigating potential conflicts. You want to think of your partnership agreement as a prenuptial agreement for your business. And it's not about anticipating a worst case scenario. It's about proactively addressing potential challenges and ensuring that both parties are on the same page. Here are some key elements to include in your partnership agreement: ownership and equity. You want to clearly define each partner's ownership stake in the business. This includes the initial equity split, how ownership may change over time, and what happens if one partner wants to sell their shares. You want to talk about roles and responsibilities. So you need to outline each partner's specific roles and responsibilities within the business. This can include areas like finance, marketing, operations, product development. Clearly defining roles can help prevent misunderstandings and conflicts down the road. Three, decision-making. Establish a decision-making framework. Will decisions be made by consensus, by majority vote, or will one partner have the final say? Consider creating a list of major decisions that require unanimous consent, such as selling the business or taking on significant debt. Four, profit and loss distribution. Determine how profits and losses will be shared amongst partners. This can be based on ownership percentages, individual contributions, or a combination of factors. Just be sure to address how losses will be covered if the business incurs debt. Five, dispute resolution. Outline a process for resolving disputes between partners. This can include mediation, arbitration, or other forms of alternative dispute resolution. Have a clear process in place can help prevent minor disagreements from escalating into these major conflicts. Six, have an exit strategy. Address what happens if one partner wants to leave the business, becomes disabled, God forbid, passes away. This can include a buyout provision, transfer restrictions, and other mechanisms to ensure a smooth transition. Have a non-compete and confidentiality. So include provisions to protect the business's intellectual property and prevent partners from competing with the company after they leave. And lastly, have an amendment process. So outline how the partnership agreement can be amended in the future. This can help ensure that the agreement remains relevant and adaptable as the business evolves. Remember, your partnership agreement is a living document. It should be reviewed and updated regularly to reflect the changing needs of the business and the evolving dynamics of the partnership. And I know that I've discussed a lot of the downsides of potential partnership and the pitfalls, but it is important to acknowledge that there is power and potential in successful collaboration, because when two or more individuals come together with complementary skills, shared values, aligned goals, the results can be extraordinary, because partnerships can provide increased capital. Obviously, pooling resources can give you a larger war chest for investing in growth, hiring top talent, weathering economic downturns. You'll have an expanded skill set, because when you combine complementary skills, this can create a great, well-rounded team of tackling a wider range of challenges and the potential to seize new opportunities, right? There's going to be shared workload. So dividing responsibilities can alleviate the burden on each partner, and that allows for better work-life balance and reducing the risk of burnout. There's going to be emotional support. Having a partner shares the ups and downs of entrepreneurship and can provide invaluable emotional support and encouragement. There's going to be enhanced creativity. Collaborating with somebody who thinks differently can spark new ideas, challenge assumptions, and lead to innovative solutions. And there will be this greater resilience, because partners can lean on each other in tough times. They can offer support, guidance, fresh perspective when you're facing adversity. Ultimately, there's a lot of potential pitfalls. There's a lot of potential benefits. The decision on whether or not you want to partner with somebody is a very, very deeply personal one, because there is no one-size-fits-all answer. So by carefully weighing the pros and the cons, by asking tough questions, by crafting a comprehensive partnership agreement, you can increase your chances of forging a successful and fulfilling collaboration that really takes your business to new heights. That's it for today. I hope you enjoyed. I hope you got some value out of that. Make sure you come back tomorrow for another business lesson on the 10-Minute MBA.
I have to take a second and thank the sponsor of today's podcast, LinkedIn. Now, when you're hiring for your small business, you want to find quality professionals that are right for the role. And that's why you have to check out LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn Jobs isn't just a job board. It helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role. And did you know that in a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites? So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. What really amazed me was how quickly I found qualified candidates on LinkedIn. 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. It's like hiring professionals like a professional on LinkedIn. As small business owners, we're always juggling multiple responsibilities. LinkedIn understands this and constantly finds ways to make the hiring process easier. They've even launched a feature that helps you write job descriptions, making the process even quicker. And it's really no wonder why 2.5 million small businesses use LinkedIn for hiring. I can't recommend it enough for finding top-notch professionals who could take your business to the next level. Post your job for free at linkedin.com/excellence. That's linkedin.com/excellence to post your job for free. Terms and conditions apply.
Nerds. All right, listeners, please welcome our real-life finance nerd from NerdWallet, Sean.
Hey, Scott. Thanks for having me.
Now, we all know NerdWallet for their credit card comparisons, but it's much more than that, right?
Yeah, so much more. I mean, even for credit cards, it's not the basic this card versus that card. With us, you can filter for features you want, you can add your top cards to a comparison table, and get access to exclusive offers.
So smarter tools, smarter financial decisions.
Exactly. Beyond credit cards, we research and review thousands of other financial products, from high-yield savings accounts to mortgage lenders, so that you can find the smartest financial products.
All right, you hear that, world? NerdWallet is not just credit cards.
Thank you for that important PSA, Scott.
And where exactly should people go to compare and find these credit cards and savings accounts and mortgage rates and more?
NerdWallet.com/learn more.
Thanks so much, Sean. NerdWallet, finance smarter.
Scott, I think that's my line. Finance smarter, y'all. NerdWallet Compare Inc. NMLS 1617539.
Nerds.
I just need to take a second to thank Keeper Tax for supporting Success Story. I am genuinely excited to tell you about Keeper Tax. Why? Because I hate doing taxes. I hate the stress. I hate the spreadsheets. I hate the deadlines. I hate the tracking of the expenses. I hate the maximizing deductions. I hate the learning all the laws and the rules. And honestly, Keeper, it's just, they've been a game changer. Here's why I love it. Keeper automatically scans my expenses for tax deductions. I just link my cards and boom, it categorizes everything. No more messy spreadsheets, no more lost receipts, and the best part, I can see my tax savings in real time. It's incredibly satisfying watching that number go up with every purchase. On average, Keeper users get an extra $1,200 back, and that's a lot of latte. So if you want to try what's working for me, for a limited time, get a free trial and 10% off your subscription at keepertax.com/Scott. That's keepertax.com/Scott for a free trial and 10% off. Trust me, your future self and your wallet will thank you.